episode 3340, How to Handle Your Thoughts.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? Because it is a brand new week, which also means it's Mindset Monday, and it's time to get your thought leadership on. Hey, how's your bracket doing? Come on, thought madness. Well, let's dive in. How to handle your thoughts. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, one thing I want to inspire you for right now today, number one, okay, we got a lot here. So hang in there with me because if I don't get this out, I will forget about it and we'll get into our basketball, which is really our thought madness. Oh yes, it's fun. And I don't want you to forget these few things. So number one, remember we've got our TV show on. So we're going to be having it here soon on Create Your Now. We're working on getting that done. Hopefully by the end of March, we will have it all completely uploaded. So you can come and watch it right here. But we will also have some local channels. So you might be in the area and you may want to watch it live on a regular TV. It's fabulous. Okay, number two. Also, we are going to be opening up AIM, so stay tuned here. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter because that's going to be a place you want to connect and commune together. And then the teaser is this. We are going to have a way for you to communicate with other listeners, with other fellow women of impact, and it's going to be exciting. And guess what? You don't have to be on social media. All you have to do is go to createyournow.com. That is your teaser. It's going to be a lot of fun with women around the world. I'm so excited. But also, two other things. Number one, if you like a romantic classic in the making, you have got to mark your calendar for April 2nd. Karen Kingsbury, if you don't know her, go look her up. We've had her actually a couple times here and interviewed her, but I have had the honor to preview her brand new movie coming out, releasing April 2nd of 2024, Someone Like You. It is a go-see, a must-see. Men, women, girls, boys, if you're dating, take your significant other with you. Seriously, it's a great one. I'm probably going to be going like every single day. They are going to be open for 10 days in your regular, traditional, yes, movie theater. So let's go support a really incredible movie and an incredible woman and family who put this together. And also, one more thing, the thought madness bracket. Oh, yeah. Do you know who you want? Yeah, not just with basketball, but as in your thoughts. Who do you want to win? I want you to go and download that. The link is in the show notes or go to createyournow.com. You will find it here on episode 3333 or 3340. Either way, we're going to have just a whole basketball week coming up as we're enjoying March Madness. Okay, take a deep breath because that's enough for the announcements. I'm exhausted. How about you? I mean, this spring has sprung into action and officially we're not even there yet. How about you? How crazy is your schedule? How busy are you? Are you wearing that busy badge of honor? Well, I want you to change your thought process in that. Because in the game of life, learning how to handle your thoughts can resemble a wild jump ball. I've watched some already these past few days. Chaotic, unpredictable, and always up for grabs. Just like in basketball, controlling the jump ball of thoughts is essential to stay focused on your goals. Right? You want to control your thoughts. And it's just not a matter of mental discipline. It's a crucial factor in determining the trajectory of your life, meaning where you're headed. Are you going to be that star that's going to go up and just bloom and burst into incredible brightness where you could go impact the world you touch? Or are you going to be that star that's going to go up and then fizzle down and go, boo? Yeah, I don't want you to be that star. I want you to go out in a blaze of glory every single day. Every morning when you wake up with new mercies, I want you to be on fire. So I want to talk a little bit about our thoughts. And yes, believe it or not, hey guys, if you're listening, and women too, of course, if you like basketball, you're going to love this episode. But even if you're not, share it with those that you think would enjoy this because this is a different take on mindset, on our thoughts. And you might be able to reach someone in a manner that they will be able to understand because it's relevant. You know, our thoughts shape our beliefs. It shapes our attitudes and our actions and ultimately influencing the outcomes. Just as a basketball player's mindset can impact their performance on the court, Your thoughts, my friend, have the power to propel you towards success, or it can actually hold you back from achieving your dreams. So when your thoughts are scattered and unfocused, like a loose ball bouncing aimlessly on the court, that's me all the time. I was not a good basketball player. In fact, I actually broke my finger in high school. We'll leave that though for another episode. So basketball really is not my favorite sport. I will watch March Madness, but play it, yeah, not so much. But your energy and efforts become diffused, right? I mean, when they're all over the place, this lack of mental clarity hinders your ability to make strategic decisions, meaning you know where you want to go. It helps in keeping you unmotivated, right? Because therefore, you can't stay motivated. There's no way you can get there. And it hinders your ability to persevere through challenges. You wonder why you have these anxious thoughts all the time. Now, I've got a lot going on right now. And I've got to tell you, I think it was two nights ago, I could not fall asleep. My mind was racing. I couldn't calm it down. Then I was too hot and I was having hot flashes. We'll leave that for another episode. The puppy dog was just like, anyway, it was just a night. But a night that didn't really begin until 3 o'clock in the morning. Yes, I kid you not. I went to bed at a reasonable hour. It was like probably 10:50 to 11:15-ish. But I didn't actually fall asleep and I walked the clock tick, tock, tick, talk till a little after 3 o'clock. The last time I remember was 3 a.m. That is unbelievable, ridiculous, right? But that's what happens when we don't get a firm grip on our mindset and on our thoughts. And without a firm grip on our thoughts, we risk being tossed around by external circumstances and internal doubts, derailing your progress and leaving your goals out of reach. And then you're exhausted on top of that. Right? I don't want you to be that walking zombie the next morning with new mercies because you're not going to feel like you have new mercies. You're going to be grouchy. You're going to be hangry. You're just going to be mad. And how is that going to, you know, help your entire day? Yeah, it's not. And so I don't want you to be that person. I want you to enter your game of life on your court, on your terms. And that means you've got to know how to handle your thoughts. So if you're willing to master your thoughts, I'm telling you right now, nothing is impossible. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Master your thoughts. Because as much as we don't really want to put a lot of thought, yeah, air quotes there, All right, jump ball, air quotes, get it? Okay, I know. I'll keep it down. I'm sorry. But it's kind of fun, right? Go with me on this one. You got to laugh a little on a Monday because otherwise you're going to be crying because it's Monday, right? We always have an excuse because it's Monday. But on the opposite side of having the lack of clarity and confusion and anxious thoughts that are spiraling out of control, you can actually master your thoughts. And in doing so, it's like mastering the game of basketball. It requires skill, practice, and resilience. And by taking control of your thoughts and steering them in alignment with your aspirations, you gain a competitive edge in the arena of life, right? The game of life, which we all want. Who doesn't want that competitive edge? We all do. Don't you want to be that competitive CEO of your family that is one step ahead of the kids? Because you don't want the kids one step ahead of you. I mean, that's definitely for another episode. You're going to be playing a whole totally different game if you have that problem, right? You don't want to do that. But when your thoughts are harmonized with your goals and values, you are better equipped to make purposeful choices, maintain focus amongst all your distractions, because I know you got a ton, because I know I do. Man, I just told you what happened a couple nights ago, right? And you can bounce back from setbacks with determination, which means you're not sitting on the couch as long. You're not playing at the oh, woe's me party all the time, right? You're coming off of St. Patty's Day. Was your St. Patty's Day truly a celebration of? Like, yay, this is awesome. Or was it a celebration of, oh, woe's me, this is an excuse for me to drink my great green drink, which, you know, oh yeah, it's fun. Green eggs and ham. I mean, what was it for you? I want to encourage you to master your thoughts as a basketball player masters the ball on the court. So here are three strategies I want to go over in order for you to master your thoughts and what it looks like in real life. Number one, fast break to mindfulness. Ooh, yeah. When your thoughts are spinning out of control, just like a fast break moment, right? Take a moment to ground yourself in mindfulness. You know, just like that basketball player who needs to slow down and focus on the next move, Practice those mindfulness techniques like deep breathing, meditation, to bring clarity to mind. Maybe for you, it's taking a hot shower. Maybe it's reading a book or having praise music on. Whatever it is for you that allows you to say, okay, I'm grounding myself. If it's nice outside, take your shoes off and go literally ground yourself in the ground. Like feel the dirt beneath your feet. The grass, even though it might be a little cold or it's not coming up real green yet, ground yourself. And when you do that, what it's doing for you internally is bring yourself back to what? Present. Being present in the moment allows you to gain control over the flurry of thoughts. And we all have those flurry of thoughts, which is trying to grab your attention all the time. It's saying, hello, hello, here's me. Oh, wait. And then I need this, and then I need it. And then you wonder why you're anxious because you don't even know, right? Think of paintball. I know we're supposed to be talking basketball, but this is just my thoughts here. When you have so many thoughts in your head and it's like ping pong balls, it's like this paintball attack on you and you've got all these colors coming at you. You don't know what to focus on. If someone said, only go after the pink splat of that paintball, you wouldn't know because you've got 20 other colors in front of you. As author Eckhart Tolle once said, realize deeply that the present moment is all you have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. Why do you think we call this whole podcast Create Your Now? Why do you think we sit here and I say, you get to choose? Today is your day to be present, to be incredible, to be you. You get to make the choice, but it starts when? Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but now. Create your now. So fast break to mindfulness. Number two, triple double your self-talk. That's just fun to say. Say it with me. Triple double your self-talk. Well, as we relate it to basketball, right? Basketball signifies a player excelling in multiple areas when you say triple double, okay? And it aims to excel in managing your self-talk. Are you doing that? Because most of the time we're not. We don't want to manage ourselves. We got to manage everybody else. Why do I need to turn the table and manage myself? You need to. You've got to monitor the story playing in your mind, the thoughts that you're having, and challenge negative or distracting thoughts that hinder your progress. You need to know how to flush out those trashy thoughts. And I'm not talking about those ones, well, okay, we'll just leave that for another episode. But you've got to replace those negative thoughts, the ones that are sitting there just vying for your attention with positive affirmations and empowering beliefs that align with your goals. You can do this. And if that means you have to flash back to a memory saying, yeah, I accomplished this in this period of time. Sometimes you just have to jump, right? It's a jump ball and you just got to go for it. By cultivating a winning mindset, you can steer your thoughts toward success, but you have to be willing to guide them, to monitor them. And if you're not doing that, who is going to? Everything else that you allow to come into your mind, your reels, your Facebook, your boss, your spouse, your kids, even your puppy dog. And as cute as your puppy dog is, you do not need to have a thought that says, right? You don't need that, all right? Okay, that's a little extreme, but come on, work with me here. Psychologist Carol Dweck said this, the view you adopt for yourself profoundly affects the way you lead your life. What view are you adopting today? How are you going to create your now? You woke up this morning with, I got to get this done. What is the I got to get? What is it? What is the it in it? You got to think about that. And then when you know what you're going after, then make sure your thoughts align with what you're going after. Because you're going to have 20,000 other things that are going to try to get in the way. Finally, number three, full court press your distractions. In the game of thought madness, distractions often act as defenders trying to steal your focus. So employ a full court press strategy by identifying your main distractions and creating a plan to counter them. Right? You've seen the guys on the court. You've seen the coaches where they have all these X's and O's and, you know, they sit down in their chair real quick and all of a sudden they've got all these different pins and they're going here, 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 and X and this and erasing this and all of this. And all of a sudden they go on the court and they execute. That's what you're doing in your mind. Now, you may not do it as fast as a coach does on the side when they're in March Madness, right? When North Carolina State took out North Carolina. Yeah. Did you watch that game? incredible. Great game. And do you know they played 5 games straight in a row? I hope they got to sleep in the day after. Yeah, Sunday. I hope they did get to sleep in because they so deserved it. 5 games in 5 days. Woo. Yeah, amazing. But you have got to be willing to show up in your mind, not letting everybody else control your mind. And I'm not talking about as a robot, but I am talking about when things pop up on the TV screen or on your computer or on your phone, your laptop, or you hear something as you're riding the subway or you're driving to pick up your kids from their latest activity practice, maybe even basketball practice, or wait, we're getting ready for softball and baseball season now. We got soccer happening. Maybe you've got cheer and dance already, gymnastics. Whatever thought comes in your mind, if it's negative, it's going to grab hold and you're going to be all over the place. So whether it's setting those boundaries with digital devices or organizing your workspace for optimal productivity, maybe you've got to prioritize tasks effectively. Take proactive steps to minimize distractions, right? The commercials that go off in your head, in other words, and keep your thoughts aligned with your objectives. You've got to create your now. Create a plan that strategizes against all the distractions. As I like to say, take your thoughts captive to lead your mind into intentional action. That's how you create your now. Remember, just like a skilled basketball player controls the jump ball to their advantage, you, my friend, can navigate your thoughts and steer them toward your desired destination. Where do you want to go today? It's not about tomorrow. It's about right now. In essence, the mind is a playing field where your dreams take shape and your thoughts are the players that either work for you or against you. So by honing your mental game, cultivating a positive mindset, and consciously directing your thoughts toward what you desire, you set yourself up for success. So you're ready to get in the game? Are you ready for the thought madness? Well, make sure you go download the thought madness bracket. You will enjoy it. You will have fun. Do the exercise. I've been working on it and I am amazed. I have caught myself. Yes, even my 3 a.m. going to bedtime, which I really didn't want to, but I was, you know, tossing and turning and everything was coming at me. I did it literally in my head. Why? Because, well, I created the thought madness, so I already knew what to do. I was like, this is ridiculous. So I started breaking it down. I'm like, wow. You really got to come up with a better game plan when it comes to this. And guess what? The next night, oh, I slept like a little pussycat. It was wonderful. Now, I still woke up like I normally do, but I went to sleep and I let my body relax and I was ready for what my thoughts were trying to interject and disrupt in my sleep. I'm like, no, this is not going to happen. So I created a plan and I executed it. Huh? The thought madness bracket, I'm telling you, friend, it does work. So just as a basketball team relies on coordinated efforts and strategic plays to secure victory, your thoughts, when harnessed and disciplined, which you got to do, you got to rein them in, right? You got to hold captive your thoughts. You got to discipline them. You can lead yourself toward realizing your goals and dreams. I promise you, it's all within your reach, but you have to know how to handle your thoughts. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.